This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Bonner Cohen, Senior Fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research. He has recently come to discover a very quiet executive order from the Obama administration that he says is just as dangerous as the administration's approach to health care, so-called cap and trade, and other major topics that require a whole lot more government intervention. And the issue is water. The government's policy and specifically zoning of coastal areas, but even rivers, tributaries, the Great Lakes, and more. And Dr. Cohen, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
What exactly did this executive order do that came out on July 19th?
What it does is it sets up a regulatory framework for what is nothing less than federal zoning, all being done under the guise of protecting our oceans and related waterways. What this thing is called is the administration's Ocean Policy Initiative. And what it would do is set up, quote-unquote, guidelines and policies for how we are to use our waterways, our coastlines. It would do so through a very complicated structure that includes 9 regional councils composed of some local officials, some NGOs, meaning environmental groups, and other people who would then make recommendations on how coastal waterways and rivers, estuaries, streams, bays are to be used. Those recommendations would then be passed on to a newly created National Ocean Policy Council, and it is that council, based in where else, Washington, D.C., that will then be making final decisions, land and water use decisions made in Washington, D.C. Why is that dangerous? Because once those policies are set in place, federal regulatory agencies, first and foremost, the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, will then be authorized to issue brand spanking new rules ostensibly designed to protect our waterways and oceans from various forms of human activity. Each one of those rules will have the force of law behind it, meaning that EPA would be effectively legislating rules. All of this, or legislating, passing laws, all of this will be done by circumventing Congress, circumventing governors, and circumventing local officials. In other words, we're not going to have any way, shape, or form to use our traditional ways of zoning, if indeed we have zoning. One of the more intriguing aspects of all of this is all going to be done under the name of coastal spatial planning. Now, I don't know if any of our listeners know what coastal spatial planning is, but it turns out it's going to be in the eyes of the beholder, in the eyes of those people who will be making those decisions.
We're talking with Dr. Bonner Cohen of the National Center for Public Policy Research. And Dr. Cohen, you brought up a number of topics there, one of which, and I know you've written on this recently for the Daily Caller and perhaps some other places, where you talk about the dangers of comprehensive planning. You say that it smacks very Orwellian of a term, very close to central planning, and that basically will be at the whims of the government, as you've explained here. Explain which specific industries might be affected here and how, even if we don't happen to have a job that directly relates to the water, how it could impact us.
Practically every American industry will be directly affected by this. First and foremost, agriculture, timber, mining, manufacturing, because all of the activities, think of agricultural runoff, think of the waste of the timber industry produces, think of all of this. All of these industries are in one way or another either situated near or have some effect on the air and the water near bodies of water. They will all then be required to meet brand spanking new requirements, meaning that new regulations will be imposed upon them, very costly regulations, and those regulations will be passed on to the consumer. It will also affect the transportation industry. A tremendous amount of the goods in this country are actually transported by barges, and barge traffic will be directly affected by this. So the cost to our economy will be nationwide, and don't be fooled by this word oceans, because it's oceans, it's tributaries. Think of the Mississippi River, but think of the rivers that feed into the Mississippi. The Great Lakes are specifically mentioned in this, and it's not just the bodies of water, it's the adjacent land. These people think big. They're telling us that this is all going to be done under the guise of protecting the ocean. What it's really doing is centralizing power in the hands of unaccountable bureaucrats and political appointees in Washington, D.C.
And as you just mentioned, another major concern you have here is that all of this happened basically without the balance of powers coming into play here, because this came from an executive order and would essentially give people power to make new rules, new laws, without the consent or rejection of Congress. What's the right path for this to develop under if we were to move down this path?
Okay. What needs to be done is, in the next Congress — this Congress isn't going to do anything. Given its composition, it wouldn't do anything anyway. And the session of Congress is almost over. But all of our listeners need to get in touch with their newly elected representatives, the ones who will be in power in January. Congress needs to step in here and say, we cannot allow regulatory agencies to impose rules which are in fact laws on the rest of the country, imposing this federal zoning on municipalities, on counties, on states around the country without congressional assent. Congress must reassert itself here. If not, it's going to cede all of this power to unaccountable bureaucrats in Washington, D.C., with absolutely disastrous consequences for an economy that's already in a deep recession.
And in terms of what you think this tells us about the larger mission of this administration, what does it tell us, if
anything? It tells us about their absolute obsession with concentrating power in the hands of a very few. What we have here is an alternative. What they have created here is an alternative power structure. The governors are excluded from this. County officials are excluded from this. Congress is excluded from this. These are the same people who have given us, I believe at last count, 43 czars. The czars do not have to be approved by the U.S. Senate to function. There's now an Asian carp czar. This is the same kind of mentality that you see that concentrates power in the hands of a few, makes sure that that power, it comes from Washington, D.C., where the seat of so much wisdom, as we have come to see over the last several years. So it tells you really about how obsessed these people are with power. This whole scheme was cooked up in the White House Office of Environmental Quality for over a year. They didn't spend all of that time and all of that energy working with other political appointees in federal agencies throughout the government, EPA, even the Department of Homeland Security, Department of Commerce, you name the federal agency. They worked with them. They didn't do all that because they didn't have anything else better to do. They did all of that because they wanted to grab as much power as they possibly could.
Dr. Cohen, very interesting. Thank you so much for bringing it to light with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Dr. Bonner Cohen, Senior Fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.